The Palestinian Ministry of Health held an exhibition at the Al-Shifa Hospital entitled Gaza Will Not Die. The exhibition is to commemorate those who were killed during Israel's 22-day war on Gaza. The Palestinian Ministry of Health says that the exhibition is a first step to document Israeli offensives against Palestinian civilians.
This exhibition is a first step in documenting this barbaric Zionist crime against the Palestinian people. The government here will work along with non-governmental organizations to establish a permanent museum to keep the memory of those killed in this war.
Nearly 1,400 Gazans were killed and close to 6,000 were wounded due to the war in Gaza that Israel claimed was to stop rocket attacks by Hamas fighters. Shrapnel of Israeli rockets and shells were on display at the exhibition.
I think it's a wonderful exhibit. People need to see what's going on, especially the foreign doctors who did not manage to come here during the war period. It's a real eye-opener. I mean, it's the things you see, it breaks your heart, you know, to think children, that these are normal children and these are the lives that they are forced to lead. It's really heartbreaking.
Foreign doctors who are in Gaza to help relieve the pain and suffering of those afflicted by the offensive said the scenes they had seen amounted to crimes against civilians.
It's totally unacceptable. It's inhuman. It's barbaric. It's not in keeping with, you know, modern warfare. It's against all international rules. And also, Israel always plays the victim. They always claim they are the ones to affect. They are the victims. They are attacked. Offensive weapons are used against them. But this is not a war. This is unconventional. It's disproportionate. It's against a nation that's totally defenseless.
As days go by, the extent of the Israeli war in Gaza is unfolding.
Organizers are hopeful that by holding exhibitions like this, they can keep alive the memory of the victims. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.